and then it got easier and easier.
但是我坚持去了，然后慢慢的就变得容易起来了。
Because and then as I know God more, I wanted to worship Him more.
因为在这个过程中，我越来越认识神，我也越来越愿意去敬拜他。
Because I knew that He loved me so much that He would not spare His Son to save a sinner like me.
我认识到他那么的爱我，以至于愿意把自己的儿子都舍了来救我。
And then He will also give me His Holy Spirit so I can mature like His Son.
而且他也把他的圣灵赐给我，让我能够成熟，就像他的儿子一样。
And then I can also, just boldly come to his presence and then call him Abba Father.
我可以坦然无惧地到他的面前，称他为我的阿爸父。
Now, when we think about worship, we sometimes think about the liturgy that we follow.
有的时候我们讲到崇拜，我们就会想到那一系列的程序。
Like the presider will call for worship.
然后这个领会要先上来宣告。
And then we sing hymns, and then we collect offerings.
然后我们就开始唱歌，唱完歌就收奉献。
And then we listen to a sermon, and then we welcome newcomers, and so on.
然后听讲道，听完讲道就欢迎新来的，反正就是这一套。
And then if the liturgy is good, if it helps us to worship the Lord in the spirit and in truth.
那如果这个程序是好的安排的话，它能够帮助我们在这个 真理和圣灵中敬拜神。
Now there are two factors for a vital worship of God.
那一个活泼的敬拜有两个很重要的成分。
One is that we are aware of the presence of God.
第一个是我们能够觉察到神的同在。
And one is, and the other one is that we recognize God.Who is present here with us?
然后第二个就是我们能够认清这位同在的神到底是什么样的。
So in other words, a authentic worship that we must have the affirmation that God is here with us and we understand who He is.
所以一个真实的敬拜就包括说我们明白神和我们在一起，并且我们认识这一位神是怎样的一位神。
Now the first part is easy because Jesus said that two or three gather together, then he will be in the midst of us.
那第一个部分并不难，因为耶稣也应许过我们说，两三个人奉他的名聚集在一起，他就与他们同在。
And plus, of course, there's no point that if he's not here, then why should we worship, right?
而且当然了，如果神不在这儿的话，那我们这些举动都是白搭的。
But the second point is a bit of a challenge.
但是第二条有一点点困难。
Because our view of God really determines the vitality of our worship.
因为我们对神到底是怎样的一个认识，决定了我们这个敬拜是否是活泼的。
And the what we know about Him really determines the amount of effort that we'll put into worship.
而且我们对他到底有多认识，也决定了我们在这个敬拜中投入多少。
And our concept about God also shapes our attitude of worship.
我们对神的概念也决定了我们在敬拜中是什么样的态度。
And our understanding about Him really determines the depth of the authentic worship.
我们对他的理解程度就决定了我们在这个敬拜中能够有多深入。
Now, of course, we know a lot about God through our Bible studies and Sunday sermons and Sunday schools.
当然了，我们在主日学、在敬拜，然后在小组查经中，都不断的在学习神是怎样的一位神。
So did Prophet Isaiah until he encountered the reality of God.
那这个以赛亚先知也是这样的，直到有一天他真的遇见了神。
So let's read this scripture, Isaiah 6, 1 to 5.
我们可以一起来读以赛亚书第六章一到五节，在周报上面有。
Yeah, we read it in English first and then in Chinese.
先读英文，再读中文。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, sitting on the throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were a seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with the two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty,The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
我们一起来读中文一到五节。当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王，万军之耶和华。
So King Uzziah was a good king of the king of Judah, the southern kingdom.
那个乌西亚王是南国，就是犹大国的一个很好的一个王。
His reign of 52 years had brought in a time of a great military might and material prosperity.
他那个时候做王了52年，然后让犹大国非常在军事和这个经济上都非常强大。
His well-trained army was able to subdue the Philistines, the Arabs, and the Ammonites.
他的军队很强盛，能够控制住腓力士人、阿拉伯人还有亚门人。
And also, his fame was spread to even to the border of Egypt.
而且他的名声都远播到埃及地。
He also fortified the walls of Jerusalem.And then dug many, many wells for the livestock and the vineyards.
而且他把那个耶路撒冷的城墙加固，然后挖了很多的井，然后种植了许多葡萄园。
The nation was strong and prospered.
所以在他的这个掌权之下，这个国家非常的强盛和富强。
Now, on the year that when the king Uzziah died, God showed Isaiah a vision that he was sitting on the throne, highly exalted.
那在这个第一节里，我们看到，在乌西亚王崩，就是他去世的那一年，这个以赛亚看到了一个异象，神让他看见主坐在宝座上。
When a nation loses a leader, the future becomes uncertain.
当一个国家失去了他的领袖的时候，这个他们的未来就变得不可知。
What happened to our national security and prosperity? The people may ask.
这个平安富强的日子还会继续下去吗？
God sent us a message and said, "Fear not."
那这个时候，神让他们看到这个异象，就是告诉他不要害怕。
There is one greater than the King Uzziah still sitting on the throne that's controlling the universe.
因为有一位比乌西亚王更伟大的是掌管宇宙万物的，他仍然坐在宝座上。
Now, in the old days, the length of the king's robe indicates, his power and dominion.
在这个从前的时候，这个一个掌权者，他的这个后面这个他的斗篷也好，长袍也好，越长的话，就表明他的这个权势越大。
But here, what Isaiah saw is that God's robe is long enough that fills the entire temple.
在这里面，以赛亚看到的意象是神的这个衣裳，它能够遮满全殿。
And that He is absolute sovereign.
意思就是说，他是完全掌权的。
And then, as the angel praised him, their voice was so powerful that it shook the building.
然后后面也讲到，当这个天使在赞美敬拜他的时候，他们的声音是那么的强有力，以至于这个整个殿都在震动。
Because he is powerful.
因为神是一位蛮有权力能力的神。
Now, Isaiah also heard the angels proclaim, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty."
而且他也听到。天使在彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华。
When we praise someone, we name their attributes, or something that's good about their attributes that we want to call it out.
那他常常我们在称赞别人的时候，我们就会特别的指出来他的一些特性，到底称赞他好在什么地方。
When we praise kids, hey Johnny, you are so good because you love to help people.
有的时候我们就会说啊 ，Johnny， 你干得真好，因为你愿意帮助别人。
And oh, Susie, you play fair. I really like that.
或者说 ，Susie， 你这样做很公平，我很欣赏。
So we can name a lot of God's attributes.
所以我们也可以说出神的很多特质来。
For example, He is self-existent. He is self-sufficient.
比如说，他是自有拥有的，他是自我满足的。
And He has His love and mercy.
他是有爱有怜悯的。
He's a faithful and goodness.
他是信实的, 而且他也是良善的。
Now one of his attributes that overarches all of his attributes, that is his holiness.
但是他有一个很重要的特质, 是超越其他一切之上的, 就是他的圣洁。
Now the Bible mentions his holiness, the holy, 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 three times in the Bible, and that's the only time it mentions.
在这里面天使连说了三次圣哉, 这个是唯一的在圣经里记载一个词说了三遍。
In the Bible, we see sometimes that we see a word that mentioned twice.
我们常常在圣经上看到说有一个词重复两遍。
And sometimes that God will want to put an emphasis, then he will call it twice, for example.
那个就是当神要特别引起我们注意的时候，要说两遍，告诉你这个很重要。比如说，
When Jesus wants to tell us something very importantly, he will say, "Truly, truly, I say to you, truly, truly."
那在这个耶稣要告诉我们很重要的事情时候呢，中文翻译叫"我实实在在的告诉你"，但是英文里面那个"truly"就是说了两遍。Or
sometimes God will call someone like Moses, Moses, he'll call it twice.
或者呢，当神呼召摩西的时候，他叫他两次，叫摩西，摩西。Or
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
或者是说扫罗，扫罗，你为什么要与我作对？So
when we hear something happened twice, then we have to pay attention because that is important. God wants our attention.
所以你在读经的时候读到这种重复词两遍的时候，你要特别注意，因为这个就是神让你提醒你要注意的地方。But
in the Bible, if you see three times, that means it's off the chart.
但是说三遍呢，那就不得了了。Because
this is something that holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. God wants us to see that this is the very essence of God.
所以这里我们看到，当天使说"圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华"的时候，这个圣洁就是神特别的一个本质。Now
the word holy has a meaning of a divide, separated.
那这个圣洁这个字本身的它有字根的意思是说分开。That
means that God is completely unique, that He's separated from all the rest.
也就是说，神他 那么的特别，以至于他跟其他所有的东西都不一样。So
we call him the holy other. It's completely, he is on a class by himself.
所以我们把他称为完全独特者，就是没有什么能够跟他相提并论的。And
then also, when God revealed himself that he is holy, that he is totally, completely by himself. No, there's no one other like him.
所以当神说他是圣洁的时候，就是说他是完全独特的，跟任何其他的所存在的事物都不一样。And
his holiness is only attribute that God possesses and no one else.
而这个圣洁只有他有，别的什么都没有。So
when the angel wouldn't dare to look at God, the holy God, and he has to cover his face.
所以就算在他面前服侍的那些天使也不能够直视这位圣洁的神，要用两个翅膀遮住眼睛。And
then their feet were also covered because where God is the holy ground.
而且他们还要用两个翅膀遮住脚，因为当神所在的地方是一个圣洁的地方。Now,
through Jesus Christ, we discover God is a personal, God is a friend that cares for us.
那通过耶稣我们认识到神是我们个人的神，他愿意做我们的朋友，他关心我们。
But we should never lose sight that his character, the essence of holiness, is something that he alone is God and he alone is holy. There exists between him and us a separated an infinite quantum leap.
也就是说在我们和他之间有一个不可逾越的一个量的不同，无限大的差距。
When Isaiah saw God on the throne,
所以当以赛亚看到神坐在宝座上的时候,
and the temple was filled with smoke,
然后这个殿里充满了烟云,
and then the voice of the angels was shaking the building,
然后这个天使大声地呼喊, 这个整个房子都在震动,
Isaiah's response to God was a terror.
那以赛亚的反应就是让他吓坏了。
Woe to me, I'm ruined.
他说我有祸了，我要灭亡了。
Because he trembled inside his bones.
因为他知道骨头里面都在发抖。
So did Job when he saw God. He said, "I am unworthy."
就像约伯那样，当他约伯看到神的时候，他说我是卑贱的。
And so did the prophet Habakkuk. says, I heard the Lord and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled.
而先知哈巴谷说，我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发颤，骨中腐烂，朽烂，我在所立之处战惊。
And so in the presence of holy God, humans cannot but feel the gulf that separates us and him.
所以当我们作为一个渺小的人站在这个完全圣洁的神面前的时候，我们不可能不意识到我们跟他之间这个巨大的鸿沟。
Now this leads to a second definition of holiness is the purity that tolerates no uncleanness.
所以圣洁它本身还有另外一个意思，就是纯洁，意思就是不能忍受任何一点点的不洁。
Isaiah cried out, said, "Woe to me! I'm a man of unclean lips."
那个以赛亚说，他说我有祸了，我是嘴唇不洁的人。
Because he confessed that what comes out of his mouth really comes from his heart, which is sin.
他这个时候意识到，他嘴里所发出来实际上是他心里所想的，而我们的心里都是有罪。
In the presence of this pure, in the presence of this fire of purity, Isaiah trembled because he rightly knew that he should die in the flame of the holiness.
所以在这个纯洁的这个圣火面前，这个以赛亚他颤抖了，因为他知道他这样不洁的人在这个完全的纯洁面前就是要灭亡的。
So when a sinner stands before the holy God, he will feel he's utterly dirty.
所以当一个罪人站在神的面前的时候，他一定会意识到他是有多么的肮脏。
So an authentic worship will have two expressions in our heart.
所以一个真实的敬拜在我们的心里会带来两种感受。
That is, we are all before the holy other.
就是说我们在这个完全独特者面前充满了敬畏。
And we are ashamed before the absolute pure.
而在这个绝对圣洁者的面前我们又满了羞愧。
Now, when I was a little boy before school age,
那我在还没有上学之前是个小男孩。
I lived with my grandparents, my parents, and an aunt before marriage.
我跟我的爷爷，然后我的父母亲，还有我的一个没有结婚的姑姑住在一起。
So as a boy, I worshipped my dad because he was big and strong.
我那时候很小，我非常崇拜我爸爸，我觉得他特别强有力。
Because he was able to pick up a sack of rice, I don't know how much it weighed was, on his shoulder, and he can just carry that to the kitchen, and then that was awesome.
我觉得他特别厉害，那么大一袋米，他就可以这样举起来，然后扛在肩上，然后一直搬到厨房去。
Because no one else in our household was able to do that.
因为家里没有人能像他那么有劲儿。
So in my small universe, that I put him a class of his own.
所以在我这个小小的这个生活圈子，在我的宇宙当中，他就是一个完全独特的。
Now he was also the one that I feared the most when I did something wrong.
但是当我在做了坏事的时候，我也最害怕他。
Now I was the only son in the house.
我那个时候是家里唯一的儿子。
So I got spoiled.
所以很受宠。
So I ruled the household.
所以我说了算。
So if I want something, then I got it.
我想要什么肯定能拿到。
And then if I do something wrong, then I'll always get away from it.
做错的事情也没关系，总能逃避惩罚。
Until my mom says, "Wait until your dad comes home."
但是如果我妈说，等你妈爸回来就要你好看。
That's the most terrifying words that I could hear from my mom.
这个是我妈能够说出来最吓人的话了。
Because when as soon as I heard that, I knew I was in trouble.
我一听见这个，我就知道麻烦来了。
And then when I hear dad comes home, I will flow into my bed and then I pretend I was asleep.
所以如果听到爸爸回来的时候，我就赶紧躲到自己的房间里，躺在床上睡觉。
Because facing him in guilt was a terrifying ordeal.
因为真的做了是坏事情，在他面前是一个很可怕的那个感受。
So when we recognize God's holiness, our human nature tends to hinder us to the authentic worship in two reasons.
所以当我们意识到神是怎样一位圣洁的神的时候，我们人的这个天性就会使得我们产生惧怕的感觉。
First is that because we tend to form our own ideas about God.
所以那个时候我们就想用自己的概念来塑造一个神。
Because a lot of times that we often create a God that is a projection of what we wish that God would be.
我们把神想象成我们希望他应该是的那个样子。
We want God that will just kind of turn a blind eye when we sin because, you know, sinning is convenient and avoiding sin is hard work.
因为我们希望神能够对我们的就是所犯的那些罪不要太在乎，因为对于我们来说，犯罪是一件有的时候是一件让人享受的事情，而这个不去犯罪是一个很难很辛苦的事情。
And then we also tend to say, hey, God, bless me, help me, rather than God will urge us to help others.
而且我们更愿意说神你来祝福我你来帮助我而不是不愿意神总是推动我们去祝福别人去帮助别人。
Because we have a tendency of creating God in our own image.
所以我们很愿意就是把我们自己想象的神应该的样子然后投射在神的身上。
Now, fortunately, the true God wants us to know him as he is.
但是很感恩的是神要我们认识他就是他的本相。
So he reveals himself in creation in the nation of Israel.
所以他在自然界中在这个以色列民的历史中一直在显示他自己。
And then in scripture and most completely in Jesus Christ himself.
还有在圣经中还有在耶稣的生平中都把他自己彰显给我们看。
Now which will lead to the second tendency of our heart.
所以然后这一点我们就要讨论到我们心里还有另外一种倾向。
Because we often suppress God's revelation of himself.
我们有的时候不愿意接受神对我们的启示。
Because when God reveals himself as he is, what we discover really is something that's too much for us to handle.
因为有的时候当神把他彰显给我们看的时候我们有点受不了我们宁可压制这种。
Because the encounter with the real God is a deeply frightened experience, as Isaiah shows us.
就像以赛亚所经历的那样，当你真的面对面看见神的本质的时候，其实是一个很让你受惊吓、很恐惧的感觉。
Because the holy God constitutes a threat to humans.
因为这一位完全圣洁的神对我们是一个威胁。
So our reaction is that either we deal with this threat in all of its trauma, or we choose to suppress or ignore it.
那我们就有两个选择，一个是面对面的来正视这个我们跟神的之间的这个相对，我们到底要怎么样的来看到我们自己的本相，或者呢，我们就把神对我们的这个启示把它压下去，我们不愿意面对这个痛苦的经历。
So most of the time is that most of people will choose to ignore or suppress the reality of God.
那很多时候人们宁愿选择后者。
Because it's a psychologically easier for us to live in a lie than to live in such a shocking truth.
因为在心理上你承受这个谎言不需要付出很大的代价，而接受这个令你难受的真相是更为难的一件事情。
So when we meet this holy God, then the myth that we are in control, we're the owner, we're the final authority, that myth is just completely shattered.
所以当我们面对这个圣洁的神的时候，我们自己给自己制造的那个我是我的主人，我来做主，我来掌权的那个假象就要完全的破碎了。
So when a person refuses to bow in humility.
所以当一个人不愿意在谦卑中在神的面前跪下的时候
we really represses the truth about God in order to function.
所以我们实际上是在就是把这个关于神的真相把它压制下去以让我们能够自己过得好受一点。
Because we ignore the true God and because we really want to feel that we are good people.
当我们不愿意去看这个真实的神的时候，实际上是为了我们自己，觉得自己还是一个挺好的人。
And yet, in the presence of this absolute purity, we know that this morally good sense of us really is very, very shallow.
但是在这位绝对的圣洁者的面前，我们知道我们那些所谓上道德上的良善，其实真的是不值得一提。
So either we must face up.And to our own sinfulness, or we'll change the concept about God so we can feel better. We can remove the shame that we have.
所以我们只有两个选择：一 一个就是鼓起勇气面对自己这个是罪人这个丑陋的真相，或者呢就是改变神的本质，改变他的形象，让我们自己心里能够好受，让我们自己能够自我感觉良好。
But when we are ready to face our own reality that we are sinners before God,
当我们真的愿意面对这个真相，承认自己是罪人，在神的面前是罪人的时候，
and we come before Him with humility,
然后带着谦卑的心来到他的面前，
there's a good news.
你就会得到一个好消息。
Let's read Isaiah 6:6-8 in English and in Chinese.
我们来读以赛亚书六章六到八节，先读英文，再读中文。
Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it, he touched my mouth and said, he has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send?And who will go for us? And I said, Here I am, send me.
中文第六节，一起来。有一撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说我在这里，请差遣我。
When Isaiah was terrified in the presence of Holy God, interestingly, that he did not run away.
在以赛亚在这个完全圣洁的神面前充满了战惊恐惧的时候，很奇怪，他并没有逃跑。
Perhaps that he knew that maybe there's no point of escaping him because you just can't escape God.
也可能他心里其实清楚的知道，我们没有办法从神面前逃开。
Or perhaps there's something irresistible of God's holiness.
也有可能是这个圣洁是把深深地吸引了他。
This holy God draws himself near him even though we're in the midst of terror and shame.
圣洁的神即便在我们充满了恐惧战惊的时候仍然是那么的吸引我们。
Because down inside of us we know that we need him.
也就是说我们心里知道我们里面深处知道我们需要他
Because we know that he's the one that we have been thirsted after in all our lives
我们认出来他是我们这一生一直饥渴需要得到的
It is a paradox of holiness
这个就是这个圣洁的一个两面性
That means that we are in danger in God's holiness at the same time that we want to remain in his holiness
在他的圣洁面前我们 是危险的是要灭亡的但是我们仍然盼望能够在一直在他的圣洁面前
And God intervened personally to cleanse it and to forgive Isaiah's sin with a coal from the altar
那这个时候神亲自 来参与来帮助以赛亚用这个火剪取下了炭来洁净他的口
So as God will personally intervene toCleanse and forgive all our sins through the cross of Jesus Christ.
就像神亲自来干预，借着耶稣在十架上的受死，让我们能够得到洁净。
Because God wants to have a relationship with us, and He wants us to remain in His holiness.
因为神愿意跟我们有一个亲密的关系，他愿意我们留在他的圣洁中。
So that we can worship Him and say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty."The full earth is the whole earth is full of His glory.
让我们能够留在他的圣洁中，和天使一起说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，全地充满了你的荣光。
If we truly know this holy God, then there will be three characters in our worship.
那如果我们真的认识这位圣洁的神的话，那我们的敬拜就有三种态度。
One is the awe before the holy other.
第一就是对完全独特者的敬畏。
It's a shame. We have the shame before the absolute pure.
还有就是在绝对圣洁者面前的羞愧。
And we also have the joyful gratitude before the merciful one.
也有向至高怜悯者的感恩。
Because if we know if God alone is God, then we will fall before Him in awe. And if we know that if God alone is the perfect one, then we will fall before Him in shame.
如果我们知道他是那位绝对的圣洁者的时候，我们在他的面前就会满了羞愧。
But when we know that He desires the fellowship with us and to make that happen, because He gave up His Son, and for that reason that we fall before gratitude and we want to sing praises to Him.
然而当我们知道神就是圣愿和我们有一个亲密的关系，甚至为此献上了他的儿子的时候，我们就会对他蛮有感恩。Now,
I think we Christians a lot of times we emphasize a lot about God's pleasant side, His mercy, His love, and so on.
有的时候作为基督徒，我们愿意强调神的那些就是令人感到愉快的那些特质，比如说他的恩典、他的慈爱。
And then we mention God's the unpleasant side about God's wrath and judgment and hell, just a little bit.
然后那些让人听上去不太舒服的事情，像是神的这个震怒啊、神的审判啊、地狱啊，我们就提一点点。
Now this kind of imbalance, theologically is okay.
这个不平衡可能在神学上并没有太大问题。
But then it creates a kind of inadvertent picture, image about God is that He's the old jolly grandpa that we will get anything we want and then we can get away from all the wrongdoings.
但是不小心的神就会变成这样一个好像很慈祥的老爷爷的形象，他只会爱和这个恩典，然后你做了坏事，他也不会惩罚你。
We lose the sense of awe and reverence.
我们失去了对神的这个敬畏的态度。
Let's not forget that God is mighty, God is powerful, God is sovereign, and God is holy.
让我们不要忘记神是圣洁的神，他大有权柄，大有能力。
He's a ferocious lion. He's not the kitty cat that we sometimes think of him.
他是那个凶猛的狮子，不是那个温顺的小猫。
So if we have this the right attitude of worshiping God,
所以当我们有一个敬拜神的这个正确的态度的时候,
then what should we change in our behavior?
那我们的行为就会有所不同。
Would you come to church to worship God like early and at least on time?
你会不会早一点，至少是准时到呢？
And when we go to an interview or when we meet a client, we want to be punctual.
你要是去面试或者是去跟客户谈生意的话，你是不是会准时呢？
What about meeting the creator of the universe?
那你现在是来见这位创造宇宙万物的神。
And then when we come to church that we say we come and then we try to worship him and we want to put a focusing on him alone.
我们到教会来，我们来敬拜神的时候，是不是应该把全心的关注都放在他身上？
Or is it okay maybe we can just bow our head and then surfing the net? And then look at the WeChat and then play games while during the service.
上上网，然后再看看微信，然后有的甚至是玩会儿游戏。
You come to worship God or to be entertained?
你是来敬拜神的呢，还是来在这儿来享受的呢？
I hope that we have a sense of understanding who God is so that we can really correct our behaviors.
我希望我们真的有一个明确的认识神是怎样一位神，让我们能够因此而付诸一个正确的行动。
Because God is holy, He wants His people also holy.
因为神是圣洁的，他也期望他的子民是圣洁的。
That means that even though we live in this world, but we should be separated, we should be different from this world for His purpose.
意思就是说，虽然我们生活在这个世界，但是为了神的目的，我们应该不与这个世界相同。
We are called to reflect His purity.
因为神呼召我们要反映他的纯洁。
We are called to show God's mercy.
神也呼召我们要反映他的怜悯。
We are called to be a group of people to reflect God to this world.
神呼召我们是要我们在我们的身上显示出他的特性来。
So God called His people, and His call is out and say, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?"
神呼召说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
Will anyone answer to His call when we see there are so many needy in this world? Will anyone will answer and say, here I am, send me?
像以赛亚那样说, 我在这里, 请差遣我。
Now, I'm not saying that we should go to another country to be a missionary, but we can start in our church.
我没有说我们每个人都要去其他的国家当宣教士, 我们可以就从自己的教会开始。
When our church leadership team approached me to take on the youth ministry,
我们教会的这些领导的这些弟兄姐妹前一阵来找我希望我能够接手青少年的教育。
My first reaction was that I'm not qualified.
我第一个想法就是我不行，我不够格。
I'm not as young as Pastor Andrew.
那个 Pastor Andrew 很年轻，我都这么大岁数了。
Yeah, I'm more at the kids like the parents level.
我是他们的父辈。
And then would I understand their culture?
我可能都不能够理解他们的文化。
But I also reminded myself that I'm a young at heart.
但是我也提醒自己说我的心还很年轻。
I love to work with the kids. I love vacation Bible school.
我很喜欢和他们一起工作，我也很喜欢这个暑期的夏令班。
I especially love the middle school, high school, students at their stage because now we can have an in-depth discussion about life.
而且我特别喜欢这个初中和高中这个年纪，因为这个时候我们真的是可以有一个真正的关于这个人生的一个沟通。
But they are not kids anymore.
他们不再是小孩子了。
But they are young adults that will face more challenges.
他们是年轻人，他们将要面对人生中很多的挑战。
Yeah, like schoolwork.
学校的功课。
Puberty.
然后青春期。
You know, relationship with people.
还有周围这些人的。
It's a very confusing time, but it's a very exciting time. So I hope I can be part of that, be of assistance that maybe introduce Jesus to their world. So I answered, here I am, send me. Now, let's ask God to open our eyes to see those in need. Now, you can find many of them in our bulletin, in the prayer item list. Or if you have time, you can call those newcomers to our church and call them up and say, hey, thank you for coming to our church. And then, is there anything we can help you?
或者你愿意的话，你可以拿到这些新来的人的名单，你可以给他们打电话，告诉他们说欢迎你们到这里来，有没有什么我可以需要帮助你的。
Or you can come to a church on Saturday morning. We make burritos to feed the homeless.
或者你还记得礼拜六早上，你也可以到教会来帮助那些做 burrito 送给那些无家可归的人。
Now your small group may have families in need.
也可能你的小组里面有一些家庭有需要。
You want to help in BBS in July?
或者七月份的时候，我们就会有那个暑期圣经班，你也可以来帮忙。
How about be a prayer warrior for our church leadership team, our deacons and our department leaders?
如果你都做不了，你还可以做一位祷告的勇士，为教会的牧师、为这些执事还有这些部长祷告。
I also need some prayers. If you'd like to pray for me, I would love to have it.
我也需要你们为我祷告。
Listen to God who say to each one of us, "Whom shall I send?" And who will go for us?
让我们注意倾听神对我们说的话，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
When we face the holy God, our lives will never be the same again.
当我们面对面的看到这位圣洁的神的时候，我们的生命就会不一样。
And when we have the sense of reverence, and then to show our gratitude to atone our sins,
当我们对他满了敬畏，对他的为我们的除去罪孽满了感恩的时候，
and we want to serve him.
我们就会愿意服侍他。
I hope each one of us find a way to say, "Here I am, send me."
我希望我们每一个人都能找到自己的位置，可以跟神说，我在这里，请差遣我。
I think we're gonna closing by singing hymn, "Holy, Holy, Holy."
那我们就一起来唱这首圣诗，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And then as we sing it, let's look at God's holiness in a different perspective.
当我们在唱的时候，让我们真的思想，让我们看到神是怎样一位圣洁的神。
He's a God that we have all before Him.
让我们满了敬畏在他面前的时候。
We have shame before him.
让我们在他面前也是充满羞愧。
And yet, we have the gratitude that he saved us, so we can remain in his holiness.
但同时，因着他救了我们，我们可以在他的面前，我们也满了感恩。
Let's rise and sing, Holy, Holy, Holy.
请大家站起来，我们一起唱《圣哉，圣哉，圣哉》。
To see that you are a holy, holy, holy God.
亲爱的天父，我们到你的面前，我们认识你是那位圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的神。
We are not worthy. We are sinners that we should be burned in your holiness.
我们不配，我们是罪人，本应在你的圣洁面前烧死。
And yet you took a mercy on us so that you can save us, so we can remain in your presence.
但是你怜悯我们，你救了我们，所以我们可以在你的圣洁面前留存。
Help us, Lord, that you have called us to be a holy people.
主啊，你帮助我们，你呼召我们成为圣洁的子民。
We know that we're not worthy, and yet we are going to answer your call.
我知道，我们知道我们不配，但是我们仍要回应你的呼召。
Because in this world, that so many people need to see your holiness.
因为在这个世上有很多很多的人需要看到你的圣洁。
Help us to be the reflection of your holiness to the world.
求你帮助我们成为你圣洁样子的反应。
We thank you. Thank you, Jesus, to give us the power to be holy.
我们谢谢你，谢谢主耶稣给我们能力，可以让我们成为圣洁。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
能听见吗？ OK， 我们今天。